This is Cashing Out on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Coming to you from the Circa Sportsbook here in downtown Las Vegas, I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Cashing Out here on Christmas Eve on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Christmas Eve as we get you ready for all of your Christmas Day action. Five games in the NBA, three games in the NFL. You can always join the conversation. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. Our Christmas has already gotten off to a great start as Hawaii defeated Cal in come-from-behind fashion to win the Hawaii Bowl 35-31, cashing our best bets that we gave out on Hawaii on the money line and on the game to go over the posted total. It did not look like that early on, though, as Hawaii went down 21-0 early in the game, but pulled within 21-7 at the half, tied the game at 21, and then we had some excitement in the fourth quarter to the point where Hawaii quarterback Micah Alahato had to leave the game after his helmet came off after a play, and then he was banged up again a couple of plays later. The backup quarterback, Luke, comes in and throws a 22-yard touchdown pass with 7 seconds remaining to win the game. Now, they were within field goal range at the 22-yard line, so we could have been headed to overtime, but Hawaii got it done in regulation. What a moment for them. What a moment for head coach Timmy Chang. And what a moment for all of us college football fans and for sports bettors, with the only game here on Christmas Eve being the Hawaii Bowl. We finally got a good bowl game where we were saved from what has been so far a terrible bowl season. And now we just hope that we get good action going into Christmas with three NFL games and five NBA games. Now, the NFL on Christmas is a new thing. And I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with you. I get it. It started because Christmas fell on a Sunday. And so the NFL was just like, we're going to just keep playing our games. Like, we're not going to adjust. We're not going to move to Saturday. We're going to keep playing. And then all of a sudden it said, hey, we can get a big TV deal and we could put games on Netflix and Amazon Prime. Let's create more standalone games, right? The NFL has done that over the past couple of seasons, right? They created the Black Friday football game. It's not enough that we have the three Thanksgiving Day games. Now we have to have a Black Friday game. Now we can create more standalone games by having marquee matchups or popular matchups on Christmas Day. Fun, right? Not so fun when you get three backup quarterbacks playing in these games and teams that you thought were going to be in contention for the postseason that are eliminated from the NFL playoffs. No Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs. No Gardner Minshew, even their backup. No J.J. McCarthy, second-year quarterback who missed his rookie year, who can show something and play for the quarterback guru and Kevin O'Connell and Minnesota's a fun team. Nope. You get Max Brosmer. But it's okay because the Detroit Lions and the Fighting Dan Campbells, they're going to be a postseason team, right? They're on the brink. And then you get Dak Prescott and the resurgent Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, they're eliminated. But it's okay because Jaden Daniels is a stud. And you'll get to watch him in a division rivalry game. Nope, his season's done too. But they got a good backup in Marcus Mariota. Yeah, he's out also. Journeyman Josh Johnson is going to start the games. NFL's king. We know that. You put college football playoff games on TV against NFL games, the NFL games get better ratings. It's just the fact of the matter. Will these NFL games, though, get better ratings than the NBA games that we have here on Christmas Day? And I'll be honest, I love football more than the next guy. But I don't know how interested I am in watching Max Brosmer at quarterback. But I am interested in watching the Oklahoma City Thunder take on the San Antonio Spurs for the third time in five days. Because they lost on Tuesday. Now I get to see them in the immediate revenge spot. We have some really good NBA matchups here on Christmas. And the NBA, this is their holiday. Christmas is synonymous with the NBA. It's the official start of the season. Unofficial, but official start of the season. We know that. This is when we all start paying more attention to the NBA. This is when the players start to pay more attention to the NBA. I mean, literally, the data just shows you, too, that once we get past Christmas, you get all the more data points, the better performances occur after, like, January and into February and then all that stuff, and then we get closer and closer to the playoffs, Chase. Christmas and the NBA go hand in hand. As someone who has worked the NBA Christmas game for, I don't know, maybe the first 10 years of my career, like, I love it. Every Christmas for probably for 10 years. I want to say from 2007 to maybe 2017. No, probably before that, maybe 2015 or so. So maybe a little bit less than 10 years. But I used to work every Christmas because I worked for the Knicks radio network. I was doing the Knicks games at the Garden every single Christmas. And so I know that those games would always go under, especially early on. Hasn't been the case lately, though. Let's talk some Christmas. Let's talk some Christmas basketball. Traditionally, the early start times have been an under trend, right? And I'm talking about, we're going to start with the first game, the New York Knicks taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Christmas Day games since 2009 are 55.7% to the under. That is a profitable trend. We've had 49 unders, 39 overs, and 6 pushes on Christmas since 2009. But recently, we've actually seen a little bit more overs. Like, the Knicks in their last 3 Christmas games have gone over the number, actually, despite being that early start time. And so you wonder, is it because, like, the play has picked up? Is it because the numbers are maybe adjusted? Well, not in this case. This number's at 239.5. So this number hasn't been adjusted. It hasn't been suppressed by the idea that all the games go under. No. But the way that I want to attack this game is to still lean towards unders. Maybe not so much the game under, because I've actually looked at the last 3 Knicks games that went over on Christmas, because I thought it was interesting that all 3 of them went over. The first halves have been lower scoring than the second halves, and that is expected, right? I mean, go look at any line in an NBA game, and for a sports book, let's say like DraftKings, that does put out the advanced look-ahead stuff on a first half and a second half, you're always going to see the first half total be less than the second half total, okay? For instance, let's just look at this Knicks game right now up on DraftKings. Total in the game, as I mentioned, is 239.5. In the first half, let's see. Actually, DraftKings doesn't even have it up right now. I'll pull up a different book. So first half lines, we're looking at total of, let's pull it up here, should be about 115.5 if we're just doing the math here. But sometimes the number is actually suppressed. It's 114 is the number in the first half. 114.5 is the best number you can find right now in the market for the first half of this Knicks game. Second half is going to be much higher scoring than that. But it's interesting that it's not half of the game score, right? Because 239.5, well, if you just split it up first half, second half, that's 120, right? 120 and 120 is 240. Usually, the second half, as I mentioned, is always a little bit higher than the first half. And so you can see it from instead of being 120 split both ways, it'll be more like 117, 116, and then the second half would be 123, 124. This is actually more of a dramatic shift in the first half line, and I think it's because this is the market baking in the early start time, the noon Eastern time tip, where it has traditionally gone under, and in the first halves have traditionally gone under. Despite the last 3 Knicks games on Christmas going over, their first halves have only averaged about 112 points. So that's the first place that I want to look, is to go under 114.5 in the first half of the Knicks and the Cavs. The other angle that I'm going to look at here is the idea of the Knicks playing defense. Now, if Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby are playing, which we expect them to play, they didn't play on Tuesday. They should be back here for Christmas. The reason why they didn't play on Tuesday is because they were resting here for the Christmas Day games. But the Knicks should play solid defense because this game, even though it's a regular season game, is more like the NBA Cup game. It's more like a playoff game. You are at home at the Garden on Christmas. It means something. Kind of like we talked about the Hawaii Bowl meaning something for these players. It means something. And for a team like the Cavs, they're not used to the early start time. The Knicks, they've done it every year. Some of these players have done it before. And the Cavs offense has kind of sputtered a bit here. You know, without Evan Mobley, maybe they rely too much on Mitchell. Maybe Mitchell tries to do it all himself because he's a New York guy and he wants to show out at the Garden. And when one guy maybe tries to do too much, maybe that's to the detriment of his team. The Knicks have played 13 Christmas games since 2009. They are bad ATS. They're 3-10 ATS. But in the Jalen Brunson era, they've won 3 of the last 4. They've covered 2 of them. I lean Knicks in this spot. I like under in the first half. And I like Cavs team total to go under as well, with the Knicks playing a little bit of defensive intensity. Hey, right now is the best time of the year for bettors. The all-new Boomers Sportsbook is bringing you the action. Football, hockey, basketball, and more. And you can use promo code VSIN250 when you sign up for the Boomers mobile account. They're going to match your first deposit up to $250 in bonus bets. Learn more at betwithboomer.com. Must be 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Welcome back to Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you on this Christmas Eve edition of Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. I am wearing red. This is like my festive Christmas outfit here. I don't have any ugly sweaters because, I mean, nothing I wear is ugly, guys. But except for this jacket, maybe, according to some. You know the internet can be cruel. But I decided to be a little festive and go with some red. We're breaking down all the Christmas Day action. We just previewed the Knicks going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to continue to run through the NBA here on Christmas with some best bets. Best bets that I already have in the NBA on Christmas. I can tell you right now, I am on the Cleveland Cavaliers team total to go under. And I am on the first half to go under between the Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Shop around, find the best lines, of course, that you can find. Right now I'm seeing 114.5 for the first half, and I did see 116.5, I believe, was the best line that I saw for the Cleveland Cavaliers on their team total. So do shop around. Make sure that you are finding the best numbers. We'll continue the NBA conversation as we will take a look at the second game of the day in the NBA, and that is the Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the San Antonio Spurs. Currently here at Circa, this line has now shot up to OKC minus 10 with a total of 233.5. This is the immediate revenge spot that we love betting in basketball. It works in the playoffs. It works in the regular season. When you play a team and then when you play that team and you lose and you play the same opponent again, you are extremely profitable betting that team that lost the first game. If you just want to look since the start of the 2021 season, guys, right? If we just look at, we're going to isolate just the last couple of years. Non-playoffs. You lose to an opponent. You play them again the next game. You are, let's see. You lose to a team. You play them again, 53% ATS. Now, if you were home or if you were on the road against that team, and now you are home against that team. So this is the home and home situation. My bad. I didn't explain that properly. That's why those numbers came up awkwardly. The home and home situation in the NBA. This is, let me clarify. You play a team, non-playoffs, because in the playoffs it happens all the time, right? Games 2 to games 3 or games, you know, 5 to game 6. Like, you can go play a team on the road, then you come back home. But in the regular season, when you have a home and home, you play a team on their home floor and you lose. The next game, you guys play on your home floor. Since the start of the 2021 season, you are 60% ATS in that rematch spot on your home floor. And that is the situation we have here for the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs didn't just beat the Thunder and eliminate them from the NBA Cup. They also embarrassed them two nights ago, or yesterday. Now, playing in OKC, the home-and-home immediate revenge spot points us to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But it's not just the general home-and-home. The Oklahoma City Thunder in particular, over the last two seasons, the best team in the NBA, no one's going to argue that, they have been a cash cow after a loss. If all you did was bet the Thunder after a loss, how they bounce back the following game. Since the start of last season, 16-2 straight up, 11-7 against the spread. If they were on the road in that first game that they lost, and now they are home, so they lost the game on the road, and now they return home to play in front of their home crowd, they are 6-1 straight up, 5-2 against the spread since the start of last season. So they're 16-2 overall straight up after a loss. If that loss was on the road and now they're home, 6-1 straight up. And the ATS numbers, 5-2 ATS, lose on the road. Now they return home in front of their home fans. Every sign points to the Thunder for me in this. But has the number gone away from you? Has the number gotten too high right now at minus 10? That's the biggest question. Do you want to lay it? Well, I can tell you right now, the Thunder are no strangers to laying big numbers. And they're no strangers to covering big numbers. I think that if you look at how the market has treated this game, they essentially have downgraded the Thunder, almost. Because if you just look at the spreads that we've seen in these prior matchups with OKC, this line is telling us there's been a little bit of a downgrade. Is that because maybe the Thunder have a Spurs problem? Maybe there's something schematically or matchup-wise that the Spurs do, and maybe it's just as simple as Victor Wembanyama, but maybe it's something that they do that are, you know, it's tough for the Oklahoma City Thunder to overcome. I just don't believe that to be the case. I think the Thunder coming home, you know, bouncing back from that loss, it's one of the best systems that we have here in the NBA is backing this Thunder team when they come home after a loss. I mean, just remember, like, think about this. If it's like game three in the playoffs, because think about, like, let's, I know it's apples to oranges, but is it really? The Thunder lost to the Spurs in the NBA Cup semifinal last week, right? They lose to the same San Antonio Spurs team on the road on Tuesday night. It's essentially two road games that they lost. Now they come home to play against the same opponent. Think about how many times you have bet a team in game three of a playoff series when they lose games 1 and 2 on the road. Isn't that the zig, zig, zag that we talk about all the time in the NBA playoffs? How dominant of a system that has been for decades, where a team loses those first two games on the road and then comes home for game three Everyone wants to bet that team. And then we, how many times do we talk about the first half is always juiced? The first quarter's always juiced because of that zig, zig, zag situation. That's essentially what we have here. This is the third meeting between these two teams in five games or six games. And so it's, and both those two losses were away from home. So now the Thunder return home to play that team that just beat them twice. This feels like that spot. Marquee standalone game, chance to make a statement against a team that just beat you, against a team that everyone thinks is the next version of you in the Western Conference. I love the Thunder here. I would lay Thunder minus 9. 10 might be too rich. If it's below 10, I'm okay with it. You can still get 9.5s. I would lay 9.5. I don't want to lay 10 or 10.5, but I would lay 9 or 9.5. And if we look early, first quarter might be the way to attack this because the Thunder are 2.5-point favorites in the first quarter. That is another thing that they have been dominant in after losses is starting their next games fast. So if you want to lay the 2.5 in the first quarter is always like, it always comes down to the final shot, right? When you're betting a first quarter, can't you, you've been there before, guys, you know, you're sitting here, waiting for the quarter to end and it comes down to a final shot. I actually have a first quarter database up on my website. And let me look at the Oklahoma City Thunder this season. Let's see. OKC this year in the first quarter, 16-12 against the spread, 7-6 at home against the spread. So the numbers, not exactly great. Let me see how they did after a loss, though, because that would be interesting. So they lose to they lost to the Spurs that last time. They come back, and in the first quarter, they a 10-point. They lost the first quarter to the Clippers after that first San Antonio loss. So that's pretty interesting. And then a 10-point first quarter win against Minnesota in their last game. Anyway, 9, 9.5, I'm on the Thunder. I think this is a big statement for them here on Christmas. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season, well, VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season and the NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get our college football playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, college football and bowl best bets, and access to game previews for every bowl game up on VSiN.com. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting. Go to vsin.com/subscribe.
Welcome back to Cashing Out here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Cashing Out, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Merry Christmas Eve to those of you celebrating. If you're listening to us right now, whether you're in the car or if you are about to be in the car, please be safe out there. Be careful. If you have had anything to drink, please do not drive. As we say in sports, right? The best ability is availability. And for this Christmas holiday season, the best present is your presence. So please be careful out there. We are continuing to preview the NBA slate here on Christmas. We'll get into the NFL slate, but we're going through each and every game here on your Christmas schedule. Plus, coming up, we are going to have some fun with the Christmas exotics. Now, what does that mean? No, not some of the fancy gifts that you're going to get. I'm talking about weekly leaders or daily leaders, I should say. Who in the NFL is going to have the most passing yards, most rushing yards, most receiving yards? NBA, which team's going to score the most points, etc. We're going to have a lot of fun here coming up in a couple of minutes once we run through all of the games here on your Christmas Day slate. We've already previewed the first two NBA games, the Knicks taking on the Cavs, and the Thunder against the San Antonio Spurs. Let's move on to our next game on the NBA schedule here on Christmas, and that is between the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. Right now, here at Circa, Golden State, an 8.5-point favorite, total of 228. Dallas has looked good with the comp with Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis getting involved together. They have looked good. And we know with Golden State right now, this the Draymond Green drama, you know, Steve Kerr having to get out in the press conference and talk about, you know, it wasn't his finest moment getting into a spat with Draymond Green. I'll be honest with you. I don't really want a part of this. I don't want to lay -8. I don't want to bet the Mavericks in this spot. There's one guy that I trust here, and that's Steph Curry. I trust Steph Curry, especially with everything going on with the Warriors, with the negative publicity with Draymond Green. This feels like the moment where Steph Curry steps up. If you look at his Christmas history, the overall numbers are not going to jump off the page. They're going to be extremely underwhelming because his game logs on Christmas started out pretty poorly. But in the last couple of years, 33 points in 2022 on Christmas, 38 points last year on Christmas. Big players show up in big spots. This is a big spot for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. They're hovering around 500 on the season. Again, the negative publicity with Draymond Green. You got all the attention on Cooper Flagg here coming into your building. This is a spot I want to back Steph Curry. So the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to look at Curry's points props. And I think we get Steph to put up a 30-point game. His current points prop here, let's see, up on FanDuel, or up on DraftKings, we'll look first because I don't know if they've put the over-unders yet. They finally did. Yep, 28.5 is the over-under for Steph up on DraftKings. It's at -113. You know how they let you do, though, FanDuel, DraftKings and FanDuel, they let you do those alternate lines where you can do like 25-plus or 30-plus or whatever. Steph Curry to have 30 points, that's not enough. It's +107. I'd love to get higher than that. I really would. I'd love to get like +115. Maybe we'll just go with the 28.5. But here's the thing. Like, how many times is Steph going to land on 29? I'd almost rather take the +107 than do the -113 or so. How many times is he going to finish with exactly 29 points? Is it worth the juice? Is it worth that, what is it, almost a 20-cent difference? Is it worth 20 cents for the amount of times he lands on 29 versus lands on 30? I'm gonna grade myself at 30. Not because I've already played it, but because that's what I'm going to do here at plus money. Give me Steph Curry to have a 30-point game here against the Dallas Mavericks as my play for the third NBA Christmas Day game. Let's move on to our next game here on Christmas, and that is the Houston Rockets at the Los Angeles Lakers. Right now, here at Circa, we have Houston -2 with a total of 230.5. And what a change this has been. Because just a couple of days ago, the Rockets were 4.5-point favorites at the Lakers. That was the look-ahead line. The Rockets were 4.5-point favorites. And my recommendation at the time when we started the early previews here on cashing out here on VSiN earlier this week was I said, if you like the Rockets, wait, because the public is going to come in and bet the Los Angeles Lakers here on Christmas. Well, we've already seen the number get down to 2, and I don't even think this has to do with the public money. I think this has to do with a market adjustment on the Rockets after their performance against the Clippers. In the last game, the Rockets, who at one point we were talking about them being like the team in the Western Conference, but they've lost now 2 straight. In fact, they've lost 4 out of their last 5 games. But they lose by 20 going up against the Clippers, right? There's been a market adjustment on this team. And plus the Lakers, Austin Reeves finally came back last game after missing like 2 weeks or so. So maybe the Lakers are starting to get healthy. You would expect everyone's going to be on board here for the Christmas Day game. I still like Houston in this spot. I still do. But it might be a stay away. Maybe there's a way to fade LeBron here in this moment. You know, I talk about big players stepping up in big moments, and that's why I want to be on Steph Curry with his points to go over. LeBron, if Luka plays, LeBron is not the ball-dominant player, the scorer that he once was. We all know that. He defers. He's more of a facilitator, right? So obviously we have to monitor what's going to happen with Luka's availability, and everybody, I assume everybody's playing here on Christmas. I might want to go maybe a LeBron assist prop. I'll be honest. I don't feel great about this game. I really don't. And that's okay. Seeing the line move from 4.5 to two now, is that too much of an adjustment to the Lakers just because the Rockets looked bad in their last game and maybe because they've looked bad in the last couple of games? Is it too much of an adjustment because, like, did the market really think that Luka was not going to play? And so the initial line was 4.5. Luka's worth more than 2 points, by the way. So it can't be that the line was 4.5 because of Luka's uncertainty. So the line going from 4.5 to two has to do with a downgrade of the Houston Rockets. Because it can't be an upgrade on the Lakers. Because the Lakers lost their last game. They got blown out by the Suns. The thing is that whereas I don't think that the Lakers have the same problems here with the Rockets as they do with the Suns, is that the Suns are doing this full court pressure thing now, where they are really getting on you. They are picking you up, full court, pressure on defense the entire game, and it just feels like teams are starting to adjust to that, or they're being forced to adjust to that. That's not what's happening here with the Lakers, with the Rockets, I should say. So I don't think the Lakers have a similar problem here with the Rockets. What I can tell you, though, is that both of these teams are high-scoring teams, meaning their games are going over. These are some of the better over teams, actually, in the NBA. So I'm actually digging inside the numbers a bit here. And the Lakers are the very best, by the way, over team in the NBA. Lakers are, let's see, 19. Wow. All right. How about the Lakers? Good job. 19-9 to the over this year. Rockets are 17-10 to the over. They play bigger. They play a little bit slower on defense. You know something? Maybe we see points in this game. Let's do it. Let's make our play for this game the over. Let's go over 230.5. Between the Lakers and the Rockets. We got one game still left to be played, and that is Minnesota at Denver. Real quick, my handicap on this is I want everything to do with Nikola Jokic. That's all I want. I just want to bet Jokic props here. Right now, the Nuggets are 3-point favorites here at Circa, total of 239.5. And I think this is, give me Jokic. What's the Jokic triple-double number? That's what I want. Let's see. Jokic triple-double is going to be... triple-double is minus 145. My goodness, they juice you so much on this. They juice you so much. Okay, better way to play it. Nikola Jokic over 22.5 assists plus rebounds. Well, I guess I should just play the triple-double anyway, because he's going to get double-digit points. But that's minus 120. It's 25 cents you're saving here. Let's go Jokic props here on Christmas Day. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Cashing Out here on VSiN.
Welcome back to Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. It's Cashing Out here on Christmas Eve on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to transition from the NBA's Christmas Day slate to the NFL's Christmas Day slate. Our very own Wes Reynolds will join us on the program. We'll get his best bets for not just Christmas, but also this Week 17 schedule in the NFL, and get his thoughts, his early thoughts, on what we can expect to see from his Indiana Hoosiers in the Rose Bowl coming up against Alabama. Let's continue the NBA Christmas preview, though. We went game by game, gave you plays for each and every game, but now I wanted to take a look at some of the Christmas exotics. Up on DraftKings right now, they have a Christmas specials tab, and I think it's fun to take a look at some of these plays and to see which ones we might want to sprinkle a bit on here to have a little extra fun, if you will, on this Christmas Day schedule of the NBA. So here's where we sit right now with some of these Christmas specials. The first one is called Scoring All the Day. Donovan Mitchell, SGA, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Nikola Jokic to combine for 150 points. That is at plus 120. That would mean if we divide it evenly, we're talking 30 points per player. If we think that's going to be the case, like, who messes this up, I guess would be the question for everybody, right? Who messes this up? Donovan Mitchell, for him to, what's his points prop is at 30 and a half. So he's right there. We mentioned Steph Curry is at 28 and a half. Jokic is going to be up there as well. It's pretty much every player to score 30 points. Plus 120, though, it just feels like, yeah. Look, these are fun bets, okay? We're going to have some fun talking over some of these topics to see what can play out. Obviously, the longer shots might be a little more appealing, but do not bet this. I'm just going to come out and tell you this right now, okay? If you think this is going to happen, bet them to go over their player props and then bet it in the next game. Like, bet Donovan Mitchell on the alternate line to go over 25, right? And then bet Steph Curry to go over 25 with your winnings. And then take that and bet it on the next guy to go over 20 or the next guy to go over 25, right? Right? By the way, hasn't SGA gone over 20 in like 100 straight games? You keep rolling over your bets, even at alternate lines, you're still going to make more than plus 120. I promise you. And then who knows? Then maybe you don't even have to bet Nikola Jokic in the final game. So let's say that for what it is. But let's go through some of these other props, these fun ones here. How about this? Any player to score 50 points is plus 300. I almost think you'll get better than plus 300 if you just bet the player that you think to score 50 points. Who's the most likely player to do it? Probably SGA, right? SGA to score 50 points is, this can't be true, is 20 to 1. You get plus 2,000 on SGA to score 50 points. Is he the most likely player? Like, who else? Like, do we think, is it Jokic? All right, let's see Jokic. What's Jokic to score 50 points? Maybe he's the more likely player to do it. Okay, player points. Let's go Nikola Jokic to score 50 points. 25 to 1. Anthony Edwards, 15 to 1. You're getting the theme here, right, guys? You're don't play into these markets that are robbing you of what you could possibly bet. Fun conversation starters. There are better bets to be made. Okay. Let's see. How about plus 350 on the late show? Durant, Edwards, and Jokic to combine for 100. Is plus 350. Let's see. If Edwards and Jokic combine for 60, that's two 30-point games. Like, is Durant going to get the 40? I don't know if I like this. That means we need to get into the high 30s or 40s with some of these players. I don't know if I like that. Let's see. Unc Christmas. This is funny. Unc Christmas. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron James to combine for 100 points is plus 900. How many points does LeBron have to get in order for this to happen? Because I already like Steph Curry to go over 30. Let's say Durant has a 30-point game. LeBron's not going to come close to this. I can't see this happening. All right, here's a fun one. Any game to end in a buzzer beater. 20 to 1 odds. Any game to end in a buzzer beater. It's too rare to happen. You need more than 20-1 odds to play it, but it is a fun little thing to look at. Any game to go to overtime is plus 300. Any team to win by 30 or more is plus 250. You need to be getting way better odds on this stuff. But fun conversation starters with the NBA. If I were to bet, like if we were going to pick out, like which player do we think has the best scoring performance? Who would it be? Like if we were picking out the best scoring performance, maybe it's Jalen Brunson. Maybe Jalen Brunson puts up a 50 burger in the first game. Let me see what those odds are. We already talked about it with Shea and with Jokic. Jalen Brunson, 30-1 to score 50 points. Donovan Mitchell, 15-1 to score 50 points. I actually don't mind Donovan Mitchell to go over his points, which honestly creates like a really interesting negatively correlated same game parlay. Because I like the Cavs team total to go under, I wonder if DraftKings will let you do this. Because I like the Cavs team total to go under, you can get a really great payout on a negatively correlated same game parlay by going over on the prop here for scoring prop for Donovan Mitchell. So let's see. DraftKings has 117.5 on the team total. So I'll go under 117.5. Let's see if they let me do it. Player points. We'll go with Donovan Mitchell at over 30.5. Do they let me parlay it? Plus 370 on the negatively correlated same game parlay. I got to be honest. I like this. I think this could happen. I talked about one of the reasons why I think the Cavs go under their team total is because I believe they're going to be a one-man show. We know that Donovan Mitchell wants to ball out at Madison Square Garden. He's a New York kid. For a long time, people thought that Donovan Mitchell was going to be a member of the Knicks. Playing in the Garden means something to him. Playing on Christmas at the Garden is certainly a special event. I could see him being ball dominant and being the only scoring output here for this Cavaliers team. And so, yeah, I can see him having a 30-point game. And if you parlay that with the team total to go under 117.5 in a game that I think goes under, I think the first half goes under, the negative correlation here at plus 370, that is starting to really be attractive. I kind of like that a lot, actually. Let's see what it is if I just do the 30-plus points as opposed to the over 30.5. Let's see. Plus 325. All right. So you lose a little bit of your juice here, but you get the 30 points instead of the 31 points. I was talking with professional bettor Steve Fezzik about the value of the half a point or the value of the 1 point. Like in regards to the Steph Curry thing that I was talking about, do you want to bet him to go over 30? Or do you want to bet him to go 28.5 to have 29? How many times does he land on 29? What's the value of that half point? And Fez says it's about 10 cents. It's over 10 cents, right? The half point's 10 cents. So maybe it's 20 to 23 cents or so that you would get for that full point there. So maybe let's think if 30 for Donovan Mitchell to score 30 in this negatively correlated same game parlay, your payout's plus 325. For Donovan Mitchell to score 31, your payout is plus 370. So now for 1 point, I am actually getting, wow, that's actually pretty good. So 370 as opposed to 325. Now, I'm not a math major, but that's like 25, 35, 40 cents. Did I do that math right? No, 45 cents. Yeah, 45 cents on 1 point. Now there's value. Okay, let's do it. Let's take that 45 cents here. We'll go over 30.5 for Donovan Mitchell. Negatively correlated same game parlay with the under 117.5 for the Cavs team total. Oh, I love cooking up these negatively correlated same game parlays, guys. I really, really do. Hey, the holidays may slow everybody else down, but not us here at VSiN. You know that, because while you're celebrating, traveling, or taking the rare day off, we're going to be live all Christmas Day with wall-to-wall betting coverage. Your morning's going to start with VSiN by the books, followed by a numbers game and a special edition of Live Bet Christmas to guide you through all of the early action. In the afternoon and evening, we're going to keep the insights coming with Follow the Money, VSiN Primetime, and Cashing Out. So even if your routine shifts during the holidays, your betting coverage doesn't have to. From bowl season to NFL action, plus the NBA's holiday slate, VSiN is your home for holiday betting coverage. Coming up next, we will transition to the NFL's Christmas slate right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.